اوكي يا حبايب we'll talk today about volume about seriousness in service. Can you give me some examples of people who were serious in their services? Daniel. St. Peter. Okay, who's else? Bob Shinoda. His Holiness Bob Shinoda. Who's else? Bob Kirollos. Who's else? She just said that. You're awake. Good job. Good beginning, Daniel. St. Anthony. I'm sorry, I just read it on your mind. A lot of people. If we're going to keep saying the names, we're not going to finish. So let's say we're going to listen about what St. Paul says in his epistles. Can someone read it for me, Michael? Can you read that, please? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 25 to 27, Michael Samuel.
From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 straps minus 7.
1 sec. 5 times I received 40 straps minus 1. What does it mean? How many?
39.
Huh? 39. 39. Great
math.
Good job.
Four.
We're going to open a class for math. Amazing. 39. How many times? How many times? 5 times. Focus. 39. 5 times. How many am I?
3 times I was being robbed. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in journeys often, in peril of the waters, in peril of robbers, in peril of my own countrymen.
1 second. What does the in perils mean? Huh? Trouble or danger. The exact meaning is danger. Continue, Mike.
In the peril of the Gentiles, in peril of the city, in peril of the in the wilderness, in the house in the sea, in the house among false brothers, in awareness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and meekness.
Wow. It's a lot for St. Paul, right? How many times we walk to the church? No, please, be serious. How many times we walk into the church and sometimes people throw a word at us here or there, and we cannot carry it anymore. And we leave the church for those people. How many times, remember, you're going to be a servant. In your service, you're going to face a lot of people can hurt your feelings very quick, can judge you for your appearance, for the way of talking, for your language, for your race. Yes, in church, it happens. But you have to be serious in your service, and you have to be strong. Because you have to have what? Strong will and a goal in your life. Yeah, you have to have a goal in your life. I want to serve the Lord. The Lord give me so many things, and that is the least thing I will give Him. Namia. No, it's just not everything. It will be on your quiz. It's for your spiritual growth. Okay, don't focus on the quiz as much as you focus on your spiritual growth. We said, I brought these two pictures because I want to ask you, if I put those two pictures next to each other, what is the most common thing in them, between them? They both carry the cross. Yes, they both carry the cross. No, I'm not.
The scrolls.
Bible. They write, they carry things. They carry the Bible in their hand. So there is two things that strengthen them. The cross and the word of God. They both look what?
Old?
No, serious. They both look very serious. It's very important to have a friend that will look like you or help you in your way or in your path. St. Anthony the Great. What made him St. Anthony the Great?
He went to church and he was listening to the gospel, and it said, whoever wishes to follow me, he will sell all his possessions and take his cross and follow me.
Very good. Wonderful. Yes, it's a verse. How many times we come to the church and how many times we listen to verses? But St. Anthony the Great, it took him only one verse. You find it in Matthew 19:21. It says, if you want to be perfect, Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. He took it seriously. He said, that's it. That's what I want to do. If you read the book of St. Anthony to know his life, you will find the devils attacking him millions of times. They will cut his skin. He goes on the ground suffering from the pain and cannot get up. But he still, he never said, I give up. Enough is enough. No. Pope Shenouda, I miss him so much. He is a man who doesn't sleep. He was the man who sacrificed all his life for the Serbs. Because of him, we have so many churches now everywhere. Because of him, he left us many books, about maybe 150 books, just for us. Look what he said about the serious servant. Michael Awad, would you please read it for us, the first part?
He who is serious is like a great ship sailing vigorously in the sea of life towards its goal. So I must have a goal and be serious about it.
شايفين يا أولاد هو قال إيه؟ A great ship. And the great ship is big, huge. When it goes in the sea, it finds tribulations, like ours, tribulation in our life. We're going to face a lot of things that makes us go up and down. But the great one or the serious one who stays still. Because he has a goal. He wanted to go this way. Nothing will change his mind or her mind. I want to be God's servant, no matter what. No matter where I am. No matter what's going on around me. So if I want to do that, I have to have things to help me. I cannot do that by myself. I cannot say, I am going to be a serious servant. Here you go. 1, 2, 3, I am. Cannot be done like that. There is qualities for the serious servant, and that's going to be on your quiz. First one, first quality. I have to be a faithful servant. Who was the great faithful person the Bible talks about? And even one full chapter written about the faith in the Bible, about this person. Who? It's a question. I need an answer. I didn't write the answer on the screen.
I'm sorry.
Who is the greatest faithful person in the Bible, in Old Testament? Okay. Abraham. Yes. Abraham. Abraham is the greatest faithful person. Do you know which book and which chapter in the Bible talks about faith? If you want to argue with anyone about faith, say, open, blah, blah, blah. What is that book and what chapter? Not Genesis, no. No. I need a name of the book and the chapter.
John.
Hebrews chapter 11. Remember that always in your life. Ibraniyin 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Is talking about the faith. Imagine كده يا حبايبي معايا كده. Abraham. He was a great faithful person. The Lord tells him, get out from here. He gets out from here. The Lord tells him, I'm going to put you in a great, huge test. What was his humongous test that passed? Go sacrifice, kill your son. Can you imagine? Imagine the thing that Abraham did. He was an old man. About how old? 120, about 100 years old, having Isaac, right? And that Isaac is the son that the Lord promised him that he will give him, and he will bless him through the son. And guess what? Abraham, after what? 20, 30 years? Isaac is a big boy, 20, 30 years, and Abraham asking him, let's go. And he carried the charcoal and the wood and all of this. And they are going on a mountain for a sacrifice. Can you imagine if Abraham, very old, bending knees, bending elbows, bending shoulders, and walking with him, and Isaac carrying the wood? And if Isaac refused, Abraham will run after him, tell him, over there, come over there. Of course he can. Abraham sacrificed his son because he was a faithful person. We have to be faithful in our service. If Isaac also was not a faithful person, and he ran away from his father, oh my God, Abraham, what, 130 years old, will run after him? No, Isaac ran on top of the temple or the altar and told him, just shed ya baba, shed الحبل كده شوية عشان it's not tight, shedini شوية عشان ما أعشي. Abraham and Isaac were great example and faithful. I wish all of us become so faithful in God like them. It's an amazing faith. Around the time, I do not know what's going on was in Abraham's mind. Maybe he thought God will make him right. I don't know, but it's revealed in some holy vessels. Yes, Abraham was thinking that God will make him right. I don't care. God promised me. He has faith in him. Amazing, great faith. I hope and wish for all of us to have this faith. Yes,
can I ask you, how did God communicate with Abraham at that time? Is it visions, dreams?
Around the time, it was, remember, the Old Testament talks about the Father. The New Testament talks about the Son. So around that time, the Father was speaking to Abraham either by sounds appearing, angels in a form of angel coming in front of him and talk to him, but he did not know, except this is God. And remember, in the old time before Moses, there was no Sharia, there was no law, there was no Torah. So it was conscious and the talking to him. This is my God. So the faithfulness means a habayib, that someone is doing their service correctly. But at the same time, if they get any glory, they return it back to God. They don't take the glory to themselves. They don't think, oh, because I was great, I did this lesson 100%. No, you're nothing. Remember, you are nothing. Always return the glory to the Master. Whom? It says here, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season. Matthew 24, verse 45. Number two. A serious servant should be obedient. But to be an obedient servant, you must humble yourself. Obedience and humility walk together. Can you imagine someone is obedient and has a pride in himself? Of course not. Always humble yourself, ya habayib, in front of God. Because obedience is the key to God's heart. حد يعرف what did the Lord do for someone kept saying, Hadr, 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 Yara? The Lord turns and said to him, Hadr. When and how? Okay. Someone was always saying Hadr, 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 Ya Rab. And because he always was obedient to the Lord turned down and said to him, Hadr. Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Was it Abraham?
When and how?
For his son.
How? What happened?
God gave him a son when he was like 100 years old.
Yeah. Once Abraham was really going to kill his son, and the Lord saw that's not a show. He's really going to kill him. He told him, don't touch my son. Don't touch your son. That's it. God gave him the blessing he promised him. Also, at the Yar of Owens, Gad'un, the guy who was fighting, how many in the beginning? 300,000. How many people he end up with to fight? 300. Because he was always saying, harder, 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 harder. God told him, okay, do you remember what Owen asked God for the sign that he will be with him?
Show me if the piece of thing is wet,
mm-hmm.
or make it wet and the ground not wet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And then he reversed it. He said, okay, I'm sorry, God. You made it the other way.
Yes,
okay.
Good job. Yes, exactly. Owen was arguing with God, okay. أنا عمال أقول لك حاضر 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 يا رب. Now I'm gonna ask you for a sign. I told him, okay, يا قدعون. Okay, Owen, what do you want? I told him, I'll put a piece of a rug outside my tent. Make the whole area around the rug wet, but the rug itself dry. قالوا كي حاضر. ربنا عمله كده exact. Made the whole area wet, except the rug in front of him. قال لا. لا لحسن تكون لا مش كده. Let's reverse it. Can you please make the whole area dry and the rug is wet? And okay, حاضر. See, whoever keeps saying حاضر يا رب, God turns in a certain time and tell him حاضر يا رب. Okay, my son. حلوة دي. If we reach that, it will be a great, amazing thing. Nineveh's people of Nineveh. They took the prophet Jonah's word very seriously, right? Only a couple of words Jonah said, and that's it. What did they do? Repent, they fast, the king took off his clothes, the cows, the animals, everybody fast, and repent. Seriousness. That's how we should be serious. The Lord himself, when he took a body and became and incarnate for us, the Lord Jesus Christ himself was very obedient to Saint Mary and Joseph. Even Saint Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Raymond, can you read it for us, please? Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, and
being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
Wow. The Lord himself was obedient to the point, the death of the cross. And how could I don't say harder in my home, my parents, the church? The church says, we're all going to fast. Yet la wahid kida. I am sorry, I don't want to fast. Yes, salam. And you want to be a servant? How it come? We're all one body, so you are taking yourself out from this body. Obedient. Saint John the Short. Anyone knows him? Han of Kastir? He obeyed his father, and he gave him what? Stick. I told him, go blend this. Father, it's fine. Very, very humble person. He planted the stick with so much faith. And he watered it every day. And he didn't care. Became a fruitful tree. If you know his story too, he was a very strong man. He doesn't like joking that much, and he doesn't know anything about anything outside the spiritual life. And all his disciples, when he grew up, all his disciples loved him so much. They were teasing him all the time. They went one time and they wanted to get him out from the spiritual life. And they told him, did you see the trees, Father John? They are all fruitful. They want him to talk about trees and fruit. Then he starts saying, Ya ahibbai, amma samar ar-ruh. And in English, my beloved, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are, and he starts talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He cannot talk about anything except spiritual growth and spiritual life. were so serious in his life, and they loved him. Nothing can affect him. I love the picture of the calf. La, 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 la. Nothing affects the servant. Close your ears. Don't look at anything. You focus on your goal and go for it. Like whom? Like Noah. Noah, they were laughing at him, making fun of him, right? The whole town. Didn't believe anything of what Noah's saying. Didn't care about what he's doing. But he didn't care. He did like the calf. La, 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 la. And he went and built the ark. We guys, we really going to face that a lot. You're going to find people laughing at you that you are coming to the church on Saturday. And they're going out, having fun, parties, sweet 16, drinking or smoking, stuff. I don't want to talk about it. And you're saying, excuse me, I'm going. Where are you going? To the church. Oh my goodness. Don't care. You focus. Going. I am going to the church. I have a commitment. Job. He lost everything, right? His sons, his kids, everybody. But he still never lost his faith in God, and he didn't change himself. That is what reminds me of what Pope Shenouda said, right? The great ship will find what? Sail vigorously during the tribulation time. No excuses. I cannot be a servant in God's army, a soldier, and give excuses. See the doggy? It's laughing. The cat slipped and fell into the toilet, and then she said, I was bushed. No excuses, ya habayb, in your spiritual life. No excuses in your spiritual life. Daniel the prophet, right? Had to ask what Daniel did? Had the child. What Daniel?
He refused to eat
from his food and his drinks. No, I do not eat from that. I don't drink from that. And he and the other three became what? Strongest in the whole army. No excuses, ya habayib, in your spiritual life. You're going to be attacked by the devil a lot. Ugh. They're having food today, free, cake. And I face that a lot. I work in ShopRite. And Wednesday and Friday, they have a lot of food. And sometimes the manager give hot dogs and hamburger on Wednesday. My reception on Wednesday. It's hot, and I'm taking my lettuce and I sit down on the side and eat it happily ever after. No excuses, ya habay.
Can I take anything to go?
I can, I'll be fired.
I
advised him to do it on Thursday, but he doesn't listen. You have to have commitments and dedication. Vera, can you read the Proverbs 26:13, what it says?
It states that thoughtful men said there is a line in the way, a line is rich
sweet. See? The sloth is man. In another translation, the lazy. The laziness man. Saying there is a line in the way, a line in the street. Wow, I cannot get out today. It's raining. It's very cold today. It's snowing a lot. But can we do that in our work? I don't think so. I cannot say, I'm sorry, it's raining. I cannot come to work. I'm not open the pharmacy today. Have fun. I can. But why we do that to the church? To our commitments. Jeremiah 48:10 is a very strong verse, and you might have it on your quiz. It's very strong, and we have to keep it in our eyes, ya habayb, all the time. Usama, can you read it for us, please?
cursed is he who does the work of the Lord with slackness.
Wow. Very strong one. Cursed. Mal'oon man ya'mal 'amal ar-rabb barakhawa. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord with a slackness. You made up your mind, you're going to be a servant. You made up your mind, I am going to do God's will. Do not do that with a slackness. Because it's cursed who does the work of the Lord with a slackness. May God help us and not to be cursed at all. Remember, the Lord cursed the man who buried his talent. God gives you talent. Discover it, your habayib, and use it. And win with it, people. You cannot have something, God give it to you in your time here on earth. Let's say I'm living 3 years. Let's say I'm living 100 years. God give you all the long life. But if I multiply 3 multiplied by infinity, what is the answer? I'm sorry? 3 divided by infinity. My fault. 3 divided by infinity. What is the answer?
Zero.
Zero. 100 years divided by infinity. What's the answer?
Zero.
The same thing. Whoever lives for 3 years as whoever lives with 100 years, whoever lives for 200 years, incomparable with your eternal life, which is infinity. It's nothing. So I should run for the infinity. I should run for my eternal life. I should do a lot in here, a lot of work in here. Because God gave me the chances every day. He said, La, malish. Somebody runs for him and say, I want to be a monk. Tell them, La, habibi, balash, what is ten? Make up your mind. See if that is the right path or not the right path for you. And so on. Had they heard of Ambassador Ophelus during the Pope Carolus time? Ambassador Ophelus was a great guy. Every time they announce they're going to, let's say, Ambassador Ophelus will ordain Fadi as a monk. Fadi bring all his family, traveling all over and coming to Ambassador Ophelus. And then Ambassador Ophelus, what is the book? Oh, I don't see the book. I'm not doing monk. I'm not ordaining anyone. But the whole family came on travel. Oh my God. And he does that a lot. He was doing this many times. They came one time and asked, why you do that to them? He said, because when this monk drops from the 10th floor, he drops standing up on his feet. Meaning, he will be ready for the tribulations he will find in his monk monasticism life. He will be ready to fight with the devil. He will be ready to help with the others and bring them to God. This is your job. You're not only doing your service just for yourself only. You have to bring others with you. You have to be serious in your life all the time. Not only in the church, and when you leave the church, you're somebody different. You cannot be here with a face and outside totally different person. No. I'm serious here, at home, at work, in college, everywhere I go, I'm image of God. The serious servant should repent. Repentance, ya habayib, what does repentance mean?
Reconciliation
with God. And I the more deep words, I can understand it well.
It's hating the sin that you did and not wanting to commit it again.
Very good. Hate the sin I did to the Lord, and I don't want to do that again. Repentance, yani I refuse to do this again. I should not go to Abuna and confess unless if I really made up my mind. I hate the sin I did to the Lord. And I repent for it. I cry for it. I don't want to do it, God. Again, please help me. But doing the sin over and over and over and over, that is not repentance.
No.
Saint Moses the Strong was the great example of repentance. Have you heard what happened when he was confessing and saying what happened? Yes, very. Very good. The angel appeared with the book. The book, every time he say, the angel erased it. And until the book became bright, clear, white again. Had the Arif Hova come in, what did he do? When they asked him and the monks in the monastery that they are going to judge one of the other monks, بصوا على البيكشر كده فيه hidden small one هناك give you the clue. هاي أسامة.
He was holding a bag with sand. Knew there was a hole in it, so he was walking, and as the sand fell, he said, "I can't even count my own sins, so how can we judge?"
Exactly. I cannot count my own sins, and he made the hole to see behind him all his sins. So all the monks went sadly that they saw that they could judge someone. Repentance. Saint Mary, the Egyptian. Saint Mary, the Egyptian, had عارف how did she start her repentance life? When she walked into the church, she felt a strong hand stopping her. She said, "Oh my God, let's wait for a while." She waited and she sneak again and she tries to go with him again and again. The hands blocked her. She felt so bad that she could not go in the church. She went to St. Mary's picture and cried to death. St. Mary took her to the desert and stayed over there for about 47 years repentance, crying that God can forgive her. That is the true repentance. The servant should repent. All the Christian actually should repent seriously. شروح لابونا نكذبت يا ابونا I lied سامحني forgive me روح له تاني علش يا ابونا الظروف كانت صعبة it's very hard I lied again ابونا forgive me. What will happen if I stand up in front of God one day? He grows spiritually. You gotta love this stuff. He grows a lot, and this growing is not in the body only, it's spiritually.
It's the correlation. No correlation.
I just found it's very funny that this guy's struggling and they advertise for Subway. Anyway, this is a question on your test. How we grow spiritual. There are three things to help me to grow spiritual. I have to put forth effort. Number two, I have to submit my life to the Lord. Number three, I have to sacrifice to get results. Everyone put resolution for every new year. I will lose weight. Sacrifice. I put that many times and I failed. Anyway. I will lose weight. I do sacrifice the food, candy, the sweet stuff. I submit my life to this sacrifice, and I put the effort in it. Same thing I have to do spiritually. I have to put what?
Effort.
Effort, number two.
Submit life to God.
Number three.
Sacrifice.
Very good. Put effort, ya habayib, at least to read the Bible every day. To stand up and pray before you sleep. To come to the church early. Right on time. To do what you promised your friend to do in the good things. Grow spiritually, ya habayib. A serious servant should be a good steward. What does a steward mean?
Caretaker.
Caretaker or manager, yes. I have to be able to manage my time very well. For what is your life? It is just a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away. James 4:14. Our life, as I said, if you live 300, doesn't matter how many years, if it compared to the infinity, it's nothing, ya habibi. It's a vapor. Manage your time to be able to be here right on time. Every minute passes from your life and you do not remember God in it, it doesn't count. God accepts anything we do to remember Him. Come driving. If I'm driving, I can remember Him. Why not? At school. Not only before the exam because I want Him to give me good grade, but maybe also on the school day. Recess time. After the exam, I see some people get retired from the exam and go home and sleep. Why you don't come and give thanks to the Lord? No matter what you do. I remember one time in the college 100 years ago, I did horrible things on the exam. I felt I'm going to fail. And that really bothers me. But before I give the paper to the guy who watches us, I always, and that's hard in Asia, to put the saint's picture. I didn't care. I put Pope Carolus, Saint Mary, all my saints next to me while I'm answering the test. And I took all the picture and I covered everyone with the blessing of each one. And he came and said, what are you doing? I said, I did bad in the test and they're going to take care of the rest. I don't know how, but that's what will happen. And that will really, really... It really helped. I got a good grade in it. I know how, but I got it. So it works. If you have faith, it works. But doesn't mean you don't study. I studied well. Bob Shinoda said, do not let an hour pass by without having God in your thought, even by a short prayer or a contemplation. Nobody can see what you are doing, and you lift up your heart for God for a couple of seconds. He's waiting for you. The serious servant is a consistent, growing person. Not in the size and body, no, in general, in spiritual life. He's a consistent. You cannot say, I'm climbing the steps to Mama Bitnadi Alik upstairs, I'm coming. Where are you? I'm still on the first step. I'm walking the shoe. Let me fast. I am coming, I am climbing. I'm going, I'm growing. I have to be consistent. To be consistent, I have to have a spiritual schedule. Praying at what time? Reading the Bible. Coming to the church. Taking communion. Confess. Pray for everyone I know, even the enemies who hurt us. You're going to find a lot of people hurting you in your life, but you have to overcome that line and pray for them. Did you see the Olympics this year? I love it. I see the Olympics every 4 years. But they cannot reach the Olympics unless they do the three things with it. What? The three things with that. Put effort. Submit your life. Sacrifice. It cannot reach that. My daughter wishes that she can be like Michael Phillips one day. So she sacrificed a lot. I love him. Remember him all your life, all your time, all your life. Bob Shinoda is a great person. Give us a lot of things. Always remember. It's very important these remember things. But before we go to always remember, let's go through the qualities or qualification for a serious person. Number one is
faithful
servant. Number two,
obedient.
Number three,
nothing
affects him. Number four,
no excuses.
Number five,
commitment and dedication.
Number six,
repentance.
Truly repentance. Remember that. Number seven,
growing spiritually.
Growing spiritually. Number eat.
Good steward.
Number nine.
Consistent.
Keep this in your mind all the time. Isa Hag Dalia, would you please read those two remembers, please?
Remember your weakness. Then you will be more cautious and you will not submit to the thoughts of pride and false glory which makes happen. Remember the loving kindness of the Lord bestowed on you, and you will always lead a life of thanksgiving. Faith will grow in your heart as well as the trust in the God's love and work. Your past experiences with God will encourage you in the life of faith.
Your weakness and love behind you. Next to Dalia, I forgot your name, Malish. Monica, would you please read the first two, remember? Remember, Dasi Habayib is very important. Remember that I'm going today to the service. It might be the last day I'm serving. I should do it. Maybe God doesn't give me tomorrow the health and the time to do that. Do it. Remember, today is the last day I'm taking the communion. Go ahead and take. You never know what will happen tomorrow. If you keep the fear of the, not fear of the death, fear of wasting the minute without God in your life, we're all going to grow very well spiritually, Marvin. Also, remember you're standing before God. You're not doing the service because you're coming to report to Abuna, because you're going to meet with Abuna, you're going to meet with Dr. Mariam. No. You're doing this because you are standing in front of God. God is the one who takes care of everything. You have to be honest in everything you do, not only your service. Everything you do. Whoever pharmacist in here knows how hard it is to be honest in your work, even when you see a lot of people around you slacking. But you don't care. You do the work in front of God's office. What's your name, Maria?
Yeah.
Can you read the remember?
Remember always that you are
stranger.
You are a stranger on the earth, and that you will return to your heavenly home. Then you will not put all your hopes in the world and its comforts.
That's not my home. I'm sailing ship. Vera, first remember, then Alexia, second too.
Remember the narrow gate leads to the kingdom of heaven. If you see the wide gate open before you, escape and keep it away from it. As all those who went in by it, they all perished.
Remember your eternity and work for all spirit. Remember that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and do not praise the Holy Spirit of God in you. Be always a holy temple. Remember all that I said to you on this earth. And if you have already forgotten, please.
Okay. Remember, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do not do something that the Holy Spirit will not do. And glory be to God. Have you any questions so far?